Tina Bass, Yeshua Falik. Okay, so we've been discussing the Shiva Nakim and the Vedikos and etc. So now we're holding by the mikvah. So it's also, you know, you see it's synchronized, you know, almost this week's Parsha. Parsha's Metzora would have been a regular year, would have been the Mamish this week's Parsha. Mim Torah Mizova, Besofa Moshivas Yomim Vachar Titar. So that's the din of the Zova, who has Zayin Akim, and then she's Matar, she goes to the mikvah. So the Torah's Kohanim on page 3 says of Shimon Omer Vecha Titar Achar Hamaisa Titar Kevin Shetovla Tahora Lusasek Pataris. So she really technically goes to the mikvah on day 7. Well, Amr Chachamim lo tasa kein shelo tovu l'day sofik. Shmini yechol bein bayom bein laila, Talmud lo omra bayom v'lo b'layla. So the Sifra says that technically she go to the mikveh day 7 in the morning. But we're afraid that what? That maybe she's going to bleed later in the day, meaning she'll go to the mikveh day 7 in the morning, and then they'll be together, because she went to the mikveh. And then maybe later in the day she'll bleed more. And then it'll come out that she never really had Zayin Akim. So therefore, even technically she could go to the mikveh in the daytime, but the reason why we don't allow her to go to the mikveh in the daytime is because that she could put herself into a precarious situation that she'll be Yetzal Baila, and then she'll bleed more, and then it comes out that she's so Silam Afreya. And that's the Gemara here. And that's how they talk about day 7. Then we have another, that Gemara is quoted here, the Tanya in the middle of the page, here on page 4. The Tanya, Achar Titar, Achar Achar, Lekulam, Shalotei Tumim, Afsek, Venim, Shemanom, Achar Titar, Achar Maise Titar. Aval Omru Chachamim, Vasa Vasa Skein Shema Tavu Lidei Sofik. So like Rav Shech always explains, you know, she did the Bedika, the Maitza, Bedika, and now she's has mitzvah Sayom Kikulo, and now she goes to the mikvah, but Chachamim asked it. Shema Tavo L'day Sofik. And Tosa says, what is the Chacham Nasser? So he says, Tzarech Lomar Asur L'Asas Kein Litvol. In other words, the two possibilities of what's the Isser. Is the Isser to go to the mikveh, or is the Bo Yom on this day 7? Or is the Issa to have Tashmish? because maybe this is only tashmish, because if you want a mikvah, so what's the problem? Go to the mikvah, and if she'll bleed later, okay, she'll start over. And if she won't, she'll be fine. But if she would have tashmish, so that's much more precarious, because then if she bleeds later in the day, then it comes out in Mafreya that she was a zava, and then there was an isakaris. So
Lasso can live for the attachment from Moshe Lotov of the Sophic, a Kvarba Abishas Tashmish Shemetira, and the Moshe Lotov of the Devadai.
You know, that Shemetov of the Sophic, Shemetov of the Devadai. But that's how Tosis understands that the Isser is, for, in other words, again, Midaraisa, a Zava can go to the mikveh day 7 in the morning. Like Rav Shechter points out, Achatita means that the Badika, so she did a Maisa, like Rav Shechter pointed out, so Mela, Mixas Yom Kikulo, and Mela, now she could go to the mikveh. But Chacham Asul Asos came, so Tosis understands Asul Asos means Litvo. Asul Litvo. Because then she could then there could be a possibility that then they would have tashmish, and then maybe this, and then maybe she'll see dam. So it's all suffix. But if you look at the Baal HaMor, page 7. So the Baal HaMor says, a couple of chidushim. And then the extension of this halacha is the what? That Bizman HaZeh, where the women are not really a zava, we'll treat them like a zava. Right? Well, the nidas we treat like a zava. So the Baal HaMor says two things. Wait, before the Baal HaMor, let me say one more thing. And then there's a din of Srach Bita, which means, that's the other halakha here, that on page 4, that even on day 8 you can't go in the daytime. Why? Because her daughter will see that she's going in the day. When she grows up, she'll do that also. She'll go to the mikveh in the day. But the daughter didn't realize that when she went in the day, it was ready day 8. And the daughter will start going in the day even on day 7. So they made a gzeira that you can't go to the mikveh even on day 8, mibod yom, because maybe the daughter will come to do that even on day 7. Well, so the Baal HaMor on page 7.
Did you say
it's
only by yom? What?
No. Shimon says you go Balayla on day 7. You go Balayla. Even though Al-Pidin you could go by Yom, but they made a Gzeira not to go by Yom. Because if you go by Yom, then maybe she'll go to the mikveh by Yom. Okay. And then the next thing will happen, they'll be together. So far, no. But then the next thing might happen is maybe she'll bleed more. And with Mafreya, she went when she's still a Zava. So Tosa says, therefore we asked to have the Tvila by Yom on day 7. But then, L'chorav, once you're in day 8, there should be no problem. So we made another Gezerah of Srach Bita, not to go by Yom even on day 8, because that could lead to Kilkel years down the line for her daughter to go to the mikveh on day 7 by Yom, because she didn't realize that her mother was going by Yom only because it was day 8.
Why are we concerned about going during the day on day 7? I mean, she has a Keskas Tahara. She did, let's say she did at least one Bedika during Zayin Nikiyin. The fish was bodhing the first day. She was bodhing the first and the fourth day, whatever. Why can't we be Somech on the Chazaka that she's taught? That she could do
this, and she could do this kibbutz on day 7. That's the chumra. You're right. Medina should be mutter.
Yes.
That's why.
So, if you make that kind of gezeira,
no, yesh lo davar sof. You just say,
don't
go till.
If you're going to be together and she's going to bleed, you can say that, and you could say.
Yeah,
that.
No. You only say it on day 8. Once day seven. Once day 7 is over, it doesn't.
Well, why is day 7 any more likely to bleed than...
No, because the day 7 is still part of the Zayin Nikiyin.
Yeah, but she has this...
I understand. So we'll be machmir, not to follow it. That's the chumra.
The Srach Bita is only on Nita, not on the second day of Nita, the old way. That's what we're monitoring.
Yeah, no, Srach Bita... Srach Bita is not to go to the mikveh bayom, even if it's not the seventh day. Yeah. That's the Gemara. Well. We're afraid that she'll go, her daughter will follow her. Okay. Now, if you take a look in the Balamor, Hasogas HaRazor, page 7. So the Balamor says a couple of things. Ani Omer, Shalom Nemer Shmu Zu, Elo Bezman Shei Yibros Yisrael Omdos Al Din Torah. Elo Bezman Hazeh Shein Kulam Sovig Zovos, Ein Lochosh L'Srach Bita. Etovel Zazayin L'Sri Rasha, Su Shmini L'Riyosa, Vafil Bayom. He says, Srach Bita shouldn't apply anymore. Because what's the problem? L'Maisa, it's... Even if you make a kilkel, page 7, even if you make a kilkel, but there's no big deal, because they're not really zava anyway. It's only a chumra that they're a zava. So what are we afraid, that she's going to go day 7 in a day? So let her go day 7 in a day. What's the problem? Midoraisa, she's only an Ida. And an Ida doesn't even need Zayin Nikiyim. And then he says, so he thinks the whole thing of going dafka at night, Mishum Srach Bita shouldn't apply Bizman Hazeh. Fafil Bayom. So all these gezeiros shouldn't apply Bizman Hazeh. Because even if she say it would see Dam later, but she didn't need Zayin Nikiyim. She's past that. So there's no chashash d'oraisa that really will happen to her. All these chashashos, if it was a real zava, so then there's a real chashash that she's gonna not, be fulfilling the real kilkul. Karis Daraisa could potentially happen. But today, what's the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario is that she'll go to the mikveh early and then she'll bleed, and they'll be together, and then she'll bleed. No, it's weiter only a din d'rabbanan. The whole chashash. But then he says another point. He says, Asur l'shamesh ad ha'erev, mishum d'Rav Shimon. He says, the Issa is not going to the mikvah. The mikvah you can go during the day. Whatever Tosis says not to say, the Balamor is saying. Tosis says that the Issa is only, the Issa is about going to the mikvah. Balamor says, no, this is not going to the mikvah, let her go to the mikvah. The Issa is to be mishamish, that's the Issa. So well, she wants to go to the day, as long as they're not mishamish till the night, that's okay.
According to that, you go, actually, go on day 5 maybe to the mikvah, or?
No, because you
need 7 days.
We need 7 days. We need 7 days, Zayin Akim. But the Zayin Akim is only at the Rabbanim for a Nida. Our woman are meeker than Nidus, not Zavus, just with Machber. So he says that Adi Gemar says, Litbol Biyoma, Nir Beinai Shul Loshen Akia. But Litbol doesn't mean Tevila, it means Tashmish. And that was what the Isser was. Okay, we don't follow this Balamor. Usually we don't follow the Balamors. Except by the date line, then all of a sudden the Balamor people decided they wanted. So that's what the Chazanish told Rav Goren. Rav Goren was the one who represented the Yerushalayim meeting of Rabbanim. And went to Chazanish. And Chazanish told him, he thinks, no, that everyone really holds from that yesod of the Balamor of when the dateline is. There could be different opinions how you learn that Gemara, but that idea of that yesod is Lekuli Alma. So it's not like we're following the Balamor here. Everyone really holds from that. Okay, I don't know if everyone agrees to that, but that's what Chazon Ish told in Rabbi Goren's autobiography. That's what the Chazon Ish responded to Rabbi Goren.
Rabbi,
why would there be more of a shilkul on the 7th, on the night after
the 7th and the night
after the 8th? Well, why are we? What is this shilkul that we're concerned about? What, the Srapito or the Rav Shimon?
Rav Shimon.
Rav Shimon is that we're afraid she's going to go to the mikvah on day 7, and then she's going to be one night till Baila, and then there'll be more blood. And then it comes out that she was Makalkil because she didn't have Zayin Akim. So the Balamor is saying, but so what? It's only a Dinder Rabbanan anyway. So we hold that, no, since we treat it like a Zava, we go all the way.
Well, if she sees blood, it's more than a Zava. If she sees blood, it's a Re'ir, right?
No. No. She's only going to see blood after she was Mishamish.
Or not as a result of the Tashmish. Not Makhmat Tashmish.
Yeah, of course not.
Right. No, so if she sees blood after the Tashmish, it's another E or whatever it is.
Yeah, for the future, but not for the Tashmish that took place before the blood.
Well, she didn't have any blood Bishas Tashmish. She had the blood.
Yeah, but if she has blood after, and it's still during the 7 days, then you didn't have 7 days. No, difficult. It's very simple.
Do we make any heterim for fertility cases?
That was the shear number one that we discussed. You go back to day one, the Galia Masechta and this, I mean, these issues.
Right.
Okay, so we pass in the halacha that a woman can't go to the mikvah in the day, whether it's day 7, Mishum Rav Shimon, Shematira Batistor, and it's day 8, Mishum Srach Bita.
Srach Bita would also apply on the 9th and
11th,
right?
Yeah.
Not just the 8th,
but right, any day. Now, what if she went ahead and, so how far do we go? What if she went ahead and she was tovel, kibod yom? So does that nullify the tefillah? So if you look in the Shultas on page 9, it says, v'tavla b'imama, the first word in the line is imama. The shiva, also la tefillah. The Shultas to Rav Achai, Achai go. Yep. So she... Okay. So it's no good. If you go by yom, it's no good. But let's look at the Rambam on page 11. The Rambam says in Halacha Yud Zayin, Kol Zayin Yomim Nikim Shebizman Hazafopi Shehein Safek Im Tavlam Kivu O Tavlo. Right, if you can't be told during the Zayin Nikim, if you're told by Shvi, Afal Pish also Lassas came, and the Chachila said, we have all involved by Shvi, Achar Tfila, Hoa Vatavu Vizman, Afil Hoi Sazava, Vadoi, Sarezu, also La Tfila. So he says, but the evidence is good. If you go Yom Shvi in the day, it is good. And certainly Yom Shmini, it would be good. Does the Rambam mention Nafika at all? Take a look in the Gemara. Where's the Rambam on Srach Bita? What does it say? Perek Dalet, Yisur Bia, Halacha Zayin. You have it? Dalet Zayin? I don't know if I put it in the packet, but. Morning, what does he say in Perek Dalet, Halacha Zayin? Right. Right. So he quotes. Okay. Now, so the next thing is the famous. So how do we pass it on the shaila of the Diavid? What? What did you say?
I said also Lotfila.
Also Lotfila. So let's look on page 19. Asur litbol b'yom shvi afilu m'mkeres b'litbol yom shmini otshi eini chol litbol b'yom mishum tzrach bita. But halacha hey in page 21 im avra v'tavla mishnimini b'yom b'lo ones afilu hachi also latvila hein rav v'tavla b'shvi b'yom also latvila. Whereas the Gemara says the gzeir of tzrach bita is mutter b'mokam ones. Right? In other words,
if
it's cold, or they're ganavim, or they're animal, you know, on page Zayin Amud Beis, it says, asking of Avin Rinaz, Mizbo Vyomu Timna, Mishum Argivasa, Mishum Ganvi, Mishum Tzina, with all these halachas that matter Srach Vita. That if to go at night, there's going to be Ganovin there, or going to be lions there, or going to be all types of things there, then she could go, we matter that. But the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, and what if she went even without an onus? So, but the other also a tefillah. And then the Ramah says, Hagah, on page 21, Kumokum lo teshamesh afilu bishmini halayla. So, if she... Yeah, so... So there's always Srach Vita. Now, comes the Rabbeinu Tam, page 4. Great, no. Here. On page 4, he says, Miyu Omer Rabbeinu Tam, and Taisus Mishum Srach Vita, Shein Kepay the Rakat Shetoshav Gabesa, Shia Laila. Shein Sar Shetetsev Laila Vibesa. Shum Yomel Vibes Safek. So he says, the main thing, the Isser, because Tosis holds the Isser is Tvila. Alamor says this is Tashmish. But so Tvila Bayom or Tashmish Bayom, but Rabbeinu Tam says the whole problem is solved if you, as long as you don't come home till Laila. But if you come home once it's Laila, so then there's no problem. What suffix is gonna happen? So
then you have a Srach Vita situation.
Right. I mean, and the Silvashat uses Lashon Mishul, well, Shuv lo yomu l'day sofik. And l'day sofik is what? What day is l'day sofik?
Seven.
That's when is l'day sofik. That's what Shimon's l'day sofik. So we'll see. There's a big machloikis where the Rabbeinu Tam was talking about day 7 and day 8. So, you know, when was he matir to go in the day? For day 8 or even day 7? So some say the Chacham, this is going to be a machloikis between the Shach and the Chacham Tzvi. That the Shach says, no, only on day 8 she can. In other words, if she goes to the mikveh day 8 in Bibel Yom and she doesn't come home till the night, then it's okay. But not on day 7. And Chacham Tzvi says, no, what are you talking about? It's even on day 7 is mutter. And that's the simple pshat maybe in the Tosfos. They say day Sofik. The day suffix is talking about day 7.
Why does it sound Srach Vita? Isn't your daughter and a few years go out during the day?
Yeah, but maybe she thinks she's doing something else. Who knows?
Well, it seems she's coming home at night.
What? So she's coming home at night.
Only coming home at night.
And therefore she's going to say...
So therefore there's no issue. If she follows suit, then still won't be an issue.
Sure, because she'll come home at night also.
Right.
Yeah. Right. In other words, because any time, you have to realize, any time there's... Srach Bita should even apply in day 7, so you have to always make sure that... In other words, Srach Bita is on day 8, day 7 is Rav Shimon, but it's also Srach Bita.
Mm-hmm.
So after the first line is not Srach Bita. Right. It's Pashim Shah. So that is the... Now, so that's the idea. She doesn't come home till night. And that's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So that's, if you look in back in the Shulchan Aruch, back first, let's see the Rabbah. But if she went to Yom, also a Tzviva, but she shouldn't have Tashmish, even Vishmini at Halayla. The Tashdir Tzvilos of Rivala at Halayla. Guess what? If they would have Tashmish Tibod Yom. So then.
When she has Tashmish Tibod Yom, she comes home.
Yes, so she comes home Tibod Yom.
She's going home Tibod Yom anyway, so for just being Mavatna and Tashmish Tibod
Yom. Well, we were saying.
What are you doing by not having Tashmish on Yom Shmini Tibod Yom? But like in Halakha or Dao, if she went because of Onet, Ariosa, or Gandhi, did she say there also? Does she need to
have a Shabbat nighttime?
Probably not. We're saying that, okay, so Srach Bita, we're doing some Srach Bita.
Yeah.
So why, is it like a Knaas or something? She did it, like, so they
Chosimishin,
I think?
Let's see. We should look up. You have the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef or Data Ogur. You have a Beis Yosef. Yeah. You have a Beis Yosef. Is it in? Well, do I have it in the packet, or you want to get it? Okay. Okay. You get it. Yeah. It's here, yeah? Okay, what page? 18. Okay, which one? Dalad.
The cause of
the ogre. Kasev Marader of Shlomo, Ota Noshim, Shatavos, Biyom, Shichas, Basti, Philosophy of Alem, Shishamsu, Imma, Biyom. You have only this suffix the rice. Any day, Mike Omer, the Noshid Yidan, the Tachin, Shiva, Kim, the Tavels, Piyam, the Onas, Piyam, Shmini, the Tavels, Yev Shalom, of only they speak the rice, or Prophet Sarah Lomadon, the Tavels, Piyam, Zayin, Tomer, Techayel, the Lukh, Tavim, Omer, the Tavel, the Shvi, Apatisha, also the Tvi, the Shvi, the Lastir, the Baila, you have the field of Tavelos Bishmini, Tomer, Shetzichel Hastet, you lost Mishim, the Tavelos Bishvi, I have shown them all days fake at the Raisa. That's the second verse from me saying. So what is he saying? That, in other words, if she went ahead and was Tovel by Yom Shvi, then So there's a zayin, but still you can't be with the husband. Because why? Because the gzera isn't gonna passel the mikvah but the other. But still there's still the hashash. Shema tira b'tishtor. And then the shmini, so then the same thing. If we let her lo also buy with the shmini, then there'll still be a srach vita that her daughter will grow up. She won't realize and she'll come to go b'shmi, and then we'll have a same with Shem and Tira at this story.
Right. So
yeah, but still but the chashash is still a reality. Chashash is still a reality that she's going to go during the day, and so that reality is still saying that therefore you still have to worry about it. So don't do that because one day the daughter will be doing this Yom Shvi unless the assumption is that in other words, the daughter has no reason to assume they didn't have tashmish right away. So then once she came home, and she knows she went to the mikveh, then in her mind, maybe they're having tashmish right now. And then, so then she'll come to do that, and then 20 years later, and then she'll have a situation where she'll bleed afterwards, and then and then she was nifshal. So b'kitzer, even if we don't pass on the tefillah, then we don't say so chuter lach. And we didn't pass on the tefillah. Okay, we didn't pass on the tefillah.
So the gezeira of Shav Shimon is that they're going to have tashmish before night. Is that correct? That the kippur will happen if they have tashmish. If they have tashmish by day, after the tefillah by day.
The kippur, meaning the Isser is going to the mikveh,
right?
According to Tosis. Because if you go to the mikveh, then you'll have tashmish, and then they'll be bleeding, and then I'm afraid.
But if they have only tashmish by night...
If you only have tashmish by night, then there's no tashash.
According to Rebbeinu, it's not a problem.
Right.
Now, when a kala is troubled...
We're not up to a kala. We're not up to that now. We're not up to that.
But when Rebbeinu is talking, what would be the problem if he's saying on the 7th? If she comes back to mikveh at night, and on the night after the 7th day, and then they have tashmish, so you're removing those problems. Why don't people like that?
With what?
Let's say Rebbeinu Tam's matir going during the day, as long as she comes back at night on the 7th day, so what's wrong with that?
Okay, so let's see. We didn't learn it. Let's see. Page 19, the Shach. So it says Asur Lidvol. So the Shach says, and even if she'll be Tovel Somach Hashecha V'Tovel Abesa, it's still going to be Asur on day 7. So the Shach says that we should be more machmir on day 7. That we should only be makel if she, Rabbeinu Tam says, if he comes home later, then you're okay, only on day 8, when there's only Srach Bita. But on day 7, not. I guess the day 7, even though there's no chashash, you're not coming home. Now, why does he... What's the lumdus behind that? I mean, it's a strong gzera, it's a two gzera. I mean, the logic should come. I mean, as well as we're not saying As if he's saying it's a low plug, then it's a low plug. But if you that's, unless you say the Srach Bita is more power. Right, because it's more right. So therefore,
it's more itself. You said here
Srach Bita. So there we can be Mekel. So the Shach doesn't permit going to Bimol Yom on day 7 when she doesn't come home till the night. But the Chacham Tzvi has a whole tshuva here where he argues on the Shach. This is his famous tshuva on page 24. Well, he says, you know, the Chacham Tzvi has asked women to go into have a hot mikvah on Friday night. The Karban Asanel says it's mutter because it's a gzeirah not to go in hot water on Shabbos. Chacham Tzvi says so you can't go into a hot mikvah Friday night. If you want to go to mikvah Friday night, it has to be cold or at least poshrim, So then what do you? So the Karban Asanel says no, it doesn't apply. The gzeirah of bathing your whole body on Shabbos doesn't apply to a mikvah, because a mikvah is not called bathing. And so the other you didn't like his shoe. He says he wrote a whole thing about it, but we don't have it, so we're not going to rely on it. And the Chacham Tzvi also didn't like this thing. So the Chacham Tzvi says, I have an Eitza. He says, I hold you can go Nibod Yom on day 7, but really, so what you should do is, you should go during Bein HaShmashos on day 7, and the Shvus, they weren't going there Shvus Bein HaShmashos, I mean the Shvus of not going into hot water, and then we're all good. Page 25. But he says that to go at night, then with hot water, then you violate the other issa. So it's interesting that's what the Chacham Tzvi held. And he argues with the Shach. He says, the Shach says that the Cheter Verbena Tam is only on day 8. No, I think it's even on day 7. But he's not matter to go really earlier than that. Right? The Chacham Tzvi himself, is only matter at Bein HaShmashos. I don't know if that's halachic or just is that just practical? But you know, what you're gonna do. Right.
He says that
Rabbi Yehuda's time tested. Yeah, right, but there's one place he writes, I believe, that he's not being Mako Mamish Rebellion, even though he holds that it's even Yom Zayin. But is it because of
One second.
He says, "Sof dover halacha l'maisa." Last paragraph. And Yom Hashem, ain lahem l'noshim litpo b'chamin b'leil Shabbos, v'lo be'erf Shabbos yom shvi shalahem. Right? You see the last paragraph? They shouldn't do l'leil Shabbos. They shouldn't do it erf Shabbos either. El v'lo b'tzonin l'leil Shabbos. If you want to go at night, go b'tzonin. But Father Stina doesn't want to look, make it that it's not cold, but it's still not hot. or b'motzei Shabbos. The other shalachon yatir lo b'bol ben hashmoshos. Lo tavon al beit an al alayla. So why is he saying lo b'erev Shabbos yom shvi if he really argues with the shach? Unless he's saying maybe it's just a practical thing. Where is the woman going to go? She goes to the mikveh, she goes home.
Why is the ban of Moshe's not a lechatchila? Why is he only saying the after of all of Yatil and ban of Moshe's?
Because the real din is you're not supposed to go to the mikveh till the night. That's the halacha. Rabbi Natan has this
Kiddush.
Yeah, so that's what I'm wondering. But maybe it could just be a practical thing. Let's say like that.
Maybe
the Shabbos is
the
Kosher
for the
Shabbos. The Kosher
is
the what?
Maybe that's
not really
the
time,
but...
Maybe others... Yeah, like the Kosher for the Shabbos, there is no Heter. Okay, and then the Sidrei Tara has also different shitas about this. On page 23, he quotes that he says that he goes to the shach. And then he says, Rabbi Shimon Matthew Rabbeinatam, Suleiko Mekosh, Karhevi the Tatavon Rabbonus Kershuni, the Filu Latur, the Filu the Rabbeinatam, Mogul Rasham Shvi, the Sura Lutbo, Samuk Hashaykh, whom Hashash Rachvita, hung out to Rabbeinatam, Mokhaish Lobishmini, and after the Hashash Rachoki, you should sit there based on Urs. This way Yom Shvi, the Oshel Otagishi, the Tavlo of Sabo Chashecha, but the Shvi, later Elachata, also Otagishi, the Tavlo of Sabo Chashecha, like Hashash Akrova, more than a minute time, they can make a Shvach Vita with Dr. Tur. The Tavs actually is a Rosh Chach Mechash, a Rosh Titbo, the Shvi, Sabo Chashecha, the Tavlo of Sabo Chashecha, the Tavlo of Sabo Chashecha, the Tavlo of Sabo Chashecha, the Tavlo ועכשיו תודה רבה כמו שלא כמו שיהיו מחוץ לעיר אבל גם באר שלו זה כמו ביום שמיני וכמו כל כאלה זה איזה ביטל עונו שישים זה לא לפי זה נראה זה כבר דיין עם צריך שתית לו עוד יום זה שבית פיוס רק מבית אף שתובל עוד יום אי אפשר לא לבוא בית על משותף שם נעמי שערים לקצת בריתיות נסוע לך שייך נדע רבן ולאב דחת אפילו עוד יום נעמי שערים כאילו שאין לבוא בית על משותף שם צריך לשדות בו ועוד יום כבר שבייס את פיל רחוק אף שטובל את ועוד יום יש שם ועוד בייס but it's really all the same רק הוא עוד כמה מיני שנה גם כמה קהילות קדושה שזמן מן אית פילס נושב ועושם ושאין טובלוס בעוד יום He says, and he quotes the minhag that women would go on Friday b'ol yom if they melt tefillah. The yesh kiyilas don't give a shame to have a bein hashmashos minhag in Frankfurt, both in the base of Malayla. So those are the different. So the mice is azoy. So there are a couple of. shitas now in the Chasam Sofer. Has a chumra that it's not only she can't come to her own house, Mivel Yom, she can't go to any house. You know, take a look on page 30. Acham koponim nirulishit. Hisha ha'isha ba'alicha mimikvah lebeisa ad ha'layla. Ha'ayna mo'a ma'ashatela kubeis chaberta, bo'so ir. Imali ba'izeh o'zeh. Lo nidu dvaram l'shiur. Okay, well. But you can't go into the house. Then that's not your house. That's a big chumra. Because why should your house, I mean, the main point is to be your house, because that's your, where your husband is.
Where your daughter is.
That's where your husband is, so. You know, but okay, so that's his chumra. He has to stay in the dark. Now, Rav Moshe is the opposite extreme. Oh, this is to Rav Gedalia Felder of Toronto. So this is true with Rav Gedalia Felder. So Rav Moshe said, not only you can go to, so Rav Moshe has the opposite extreme. This is all within Rabbeinu Tam, that not only you can go to your house, because Pashup Shah, you know, they always spoke about not coming home, not coming home. But, so one Kiddush would be to say, but if the husband's not home, the husband leaves before she gets home. So the Chasam Sofer would say, that still Aser. She can't even be in someone else's house, so let alone she can't be in her house, even the husband's not there. So Moshe said, no, she can be in her house if the husband's not there. And even if the husband is there, but there are kids running around, so she's not going to be able to, you know, sneak out to the bedroom with her husband and have Tashmish mi bod yom. You know, it's like Friday afternoon, so there's 2-3 hours left or whatever from Shabbos, and the kids are around. So he was even making it to that. That's like that Rabbi Badi was never making that they should be in the same house together. So as Rabbi Badi was making, like this child comes up a lot. They're going on a flight, say to wherever, and it's a mikveh night. So he would be maker of a body that she could go to the mikveh Mivel Yom, and they'll meet up at the airport. Because in the airport, it's not shy if they can have tashmish in the airport. So that would be, or even once he was maker, I think, to go in the car together, if the kids in the car, because. Also, I think maybe once, or he wasn't so happy about that, but maybe he would be lenient to that case also, but certainly not to be in the house together, even, in other words, or to be in, say they're eating, they're having a Shabbos meal, a bar mitzvah in the shul, and she went to Mivel Yom, and then she meets up with her husband in the shul. So even though they're starting early Shabbos and they're going to be together at the meal before, but also it's not shaykh that they're going to. So those cases, he was mako.
Is this the
Srat Dita
issue?
Look over day 7. So you have both issues.
Well, okay. Are we talking about? Okay.
If you can figure out where she is, maybe. Okay, so you know, there are different policies. Some communities have a policy they never allow to open the mikvah on day 7 Mivel Yom. And some hold, will allow, if you follow these rules, not to come home, you know, to the husband till the Laila. But the Pashup Shot is where Moshe is against the Chasam Sofer. That's the Pashup Shot. You know, the Chasam Sofer. Because in Shas, you know, it was all about you know, we showed him, you know, lo tovel levesa.
So,
for a merchant,
yeah, but the husband's not home, so
then that's like, but he could say it's part of the chashash, that maybe he will come home, you know, but, you know, how far do you go with that? So,
a lot of this is like zero in a way.
Yeah. Now, and the last thing is by Kalos, before the wedding, on page 21, so the Rama says, "Akalos tovlos kodem achupa yicholus litbol bayom." Right. In other words, Akalos going to the mikveh before the wedding, so there's no chashash she's going to be together with her husband because she's not her husband yet. They're not, so she can go be bod yom.
Seventh day.
Yicholus litbol bayom lo bayin. Any day, eighth day, tenth day. Yicholus litbol. Or if it's even the day of the wedding, she goes to Bod Yom and then she's not Mesiachet till the Laila. And the Shach says, near the Hainu Dafka with the Dodge Akalos Eidon Tovlos. So he says, no, that's only he's, if they're going to do it after the seventh day. Welcome to Kal Tovs Bishvi, Ulgani, Mirala Tvila Bishvi, Skalkamis, as Tovels Miaz Hashiva, Enichal Dubu Yom, Yom Shvi Lam, Shim Shrachbi Tul Chud, Shim Shem Tivis Disco Koma. So therefore he's Machmir. So the question is, what's the Pshat? In the Shach, why should you be Machmir? It's Kala. So the Dogel B'Vava, on page 22,
says, Dvar Tzarchir, the Heter Mishum Shei Medim Oso Elach Hotzish. Now, in Kaini Yefshon Lavol in the Bila Zava. Chavam King, Lo Milo Libo, Chomuchas Yaakov, Vachol HaShach, Shigis Gan Hasog Yizu. Mikomok, Vashah Setchag, Nir Lani Yasez, Vahakel, about, so he thinks he can be Mako, you know. But the Shach is, you know, Machmir in the regular case when they're already married, and he's even Machmir by the Kala.
And he
shouldn't go to the Kala. Yeah. B'shas al-Kharanir al-Ani al-Daz al-Hakel, v'ofen shalom yamid al-Chupa tzitzit chal al-Mamish. V'lamid al-Chupa b'yom v'smoch sh'im yachtim al-Layl al-Lom mahani b'zeh. So he says that he'll only be making if the chuppah is going to be later. Because he doesn't want to be making that the chuppah will be bod yom and then he just won't be mesiachet because I guess he's still chashash. but the shach was still ma.
Even with
chasana,
so like the
chuppah,
like
the chuppah's not going to
be
over until way into
the night.
Right.
But
the chuppah
in the
yichud
room
would
be before.
Before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it would be master because of the yichud.
So the,
right, so he doesn't like that. He wants the
chuppah
should be even the
Dugum Revolver.
But those that are more mako with this whole thing, there's no yichud. You know that it's okay, so.
But even the love is make up, right? If he make up,
so
you could
have seen. Right, so it's different than. Because you're not even. It's different than when once you're married and you're just not being with Yahweh.
That's it, but nowadays, like, was it all the Muslim when. And then I'm going to leave a house for that, because I'm going to have just that Yahweh room before. Was there any Hester? Even the remote, do you have Hester for that? Or do you
say, no,
once there's
Yahweh,
there's
Yahweh. Right, he wouldn't.
Yeah,
no. Right. Okay, so these are some of the inyanim.